This is the Shofar Wire. Sound the alarm, report the truth. Here is what you need to know. Hear this, O house of Jacob. Yahuwah has laid bare the schemes of Edom, and their whispers fill the airwaves. The reports arriving from the watchmen confirm what the prophets foretold. Edom's hand is heavy upon Israel, not with sword and shield, but with illusion and deceit. They prioritize political maneuvering over righteous judgment, a pattern repeated throughout our history. Consider the media, the purveyors of information, the shapers of perception. They are not neutral observers, but instruments of Babylon, echoing the boasts of a kingdom built on pride and rebellion. This is the spirit of Esau, forever embittered by the birthright stolen, now seeking to diminish Israel through the control of narrative. They present a world divorced from truth, a realm of fleeting images and manufactured consent. Their entertainment is not refreshment for the soul, but a distraction from the coming reckoning. They peddle narratives of victimhood and injustice, yet remain blind to the true suffering of Israel, scattered and afflicted. Even in the realm of commerce, Edom's influence is plain. The halting of oil by Hengli Petrochemical, bowing to demands from across the sea, is a symptom of a larger sickness. This is not a matter of simple economics, but of subjugation. Edom seeks to control the resources that sustain Israel, to bind our hands and dictate our future. Israel, hear the word of Yahuwah. The judgments upon Edom intensify and the shadows lengthen across the land. We witness maneuvering and delay where righteous action is demanded. Herzog postures, prioritizing political expediency over the scales of justice, a familiar failing of those who seek favor with the nations. Observe the reports. Hengli Petrochemical bends the knee to the sanctions of a distant empire. This is not strength, it is submission. It is Edom, still twisting the hands of Israel, leveraging economic power to dictate terms. Babylon's influence remains pervasive, a subtle poison seeping into the arteries of our commerce. Remember the warning in Jeremiah 50:39. Therefore, behold, the days are coming when I will punish Babylon, and I will break her mighty men. From there the destroyer will come forth against them. But the destroyer also comes from within. The digital beast rises, and Israel tragically remains tethered to the matrix. This surveillance state exposed in the reports is a manifestation of the iron grip seeking to control every aspect of life. Drones buzz like locusts, signaling an escalation of control. They promise security but deliver only subjugation. This is not merely a matter of privacy, Israel. This is a matter of sovereignty. Yahuwah calls us to be a light unto the nations, a people set apart. How can we shine when we are bound by the chains of a system designed to extinguish our flame? A call to economic separation is not isolation, but liberation. It is a reclaiming of our heritage, a forging of covenant commerce rooted in truth and righteousness. We must build networks of trade and exchange that prioritize the needs of Israel and reflect the values of Yahuwah. Israel, hear the voice of the watchman. The tremors you feel are not merely of earthly conflict, but of a tectonic shift in the foundations of power. The economic winds are howling, and they carry the scent of judgment upon Edom and the echoes of restoration for Jacob. For generations, the golden calf of Babylon, represented in this age by the U.S. dollar, has held sway over the nations. But observe closely. The nations are turning, seeking alternative trade routes, alternative currencies. This is not simply a matter of economic pragmatism. It is Yahuwah dismantling the false idols before which the nations bow. De-dollarization is a symptom, not the disease. The disease is the arrogance of power, the reliance on systems built on inequity and injustice. Yahuwah has declared through the prophet Yirmiyahu, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from Yahuwah." Nations are awakening to this truth, albeit for reasons often rooted in self-preservation rather than repentance. Look to the headlines. Hengli Petrochemical, a vessel of Edom's influence, initially bends to the pressure of U.S. sanctions. But this is a temporary yielding. Edom does not relinquish its grip easily. It will adapt, circumvent, and seek new avenues to maintain its control. Understand this. Edom's wealth has always been built on exploiting the resources and labor of others. Obadiah prophesied their reaping for their violence against Israel, and that reaping is now upon them. But the shifting sands also reveal opportunity. As the old order crumbles, Israel must be prepared to step into the void, to offer a new vision of commerce, one based on justice, compassion, and the unwavering commitment to Yahuwah's covenant. Let us not be deceived into thinking that we can simply replace one master with another. True liberation comes only through obedience to Yahuwah and a rejection of the ways of Babylon. The shekel, rooted in the land promised to our forefathers, is more than mere currency. It is a symbol of our sovereignty, a testament to our enduring faith. Let us cultivate it, strengthen it, and use it to build a future worthy of our inheritance. The time for complacency is over. The scales are tipping. Edom's power wanes, but only if we rise to meet the challenge. Let the watchmen sound the alarm. Let the prophets speak truth to power, and let Israel, the remnant of Jacob, forge a new path forward, guided by the light of Yahuwah and the strength of our covenant. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.